The Ministry of Agriculture, in collaboration with the Taiwan Technical Mission at the Orange Hill Agriculture Biotechnical Center, is planning to launch a Young Farmers Program in the new year. At the recent opening of the Farmers Training and Chilling Room at the Orange Hill Agriculture Biotechnical Center, head of the Taiwan Technical Mission, Kevin Lee, said the program will assist young farmers in starting their farming business. Lee said the focus will be on marketing, training, and funding for the young farmers.
So we will call all our stakeholders to join us beside the young farmers training process. So the process will provide them all the knowledges to use smart cottage things or marketing issue or even the traditional seedling preparation. Okay, and the another issue is because World Bank already give the soft loan for sufficient analytics. We are building about 45 greenhouses. So we will use the houses, greenhouses, and introduce the IoT system. So the greenhouse will become like environment controlling systems. So that is good things. So farmers, they don't need to pay a lot of money to start their business. Okay.
Lee said the Taiwan Technical Mission and the Ministry of Agriculture will set up a greenhouse rental program to assist the young farmers.
Young farmers, they can start their business, but they don't need to pay any money for starting. They just run a greenhouse for ministry. Then at the last, when they got the benefit, they just pay back some of their benefits. So that is the design. And we use the greenhouses to produce all the crops, and we will give to the training group. So everyone is already there. We set up in different region just because we need to let the nodes can be linked with in the industry chain. So after that, we will go into the market. So USA delegation is also here. So also will help us to find out the regional, the market. Okay. So of course, ICA is also one of our stakeholders. They are very well marketing issue. So at last, when they earn money, they will pay back few. But here, just for example, they pay government 30% of their benefits. So ministry can use the money to maintain the greenhouses, and the farmers can continue to produce their new cycle of vegetables or any kind of crops. At last, the young guys, because they will go together in our courses. So very important is they will get together. They become just like a farmer group, or even at last, become a farmer company.
Head of the Taiwan Technical Mission, Kevin Lee. Minister of Agriculture Saboto Caesar told NBC News they are offering an arm around the shoulders of the young farmers.
In St. Vincent and the Grenadines and in many other member states of CARICOM, we are experiencing an aging farming population. You have, in some countries, the average farmer is now over the age of 55. And in order to have sustainable production, we have to create a platform for an exceptional cadre of multifaceted young farmers who appreciate and understand climate smart agriculture. So what we're going to do is that we're going to utilize the farmer field school approach. We're going to bring young farmers into a classroom. They're persons who went to secondary school, studied agriculture. There's some persons who have family farm they have worked on for many years. And there are persons also who have studied agriculture at higher levels. We're going to bring everyone here and connect them to financing, connect them to the markets so that they can have greater resilience in the industry. We're basically offering an arm around the shoulders of the young farmers to integrate them.
Minister of Agriculture, Saboto Caesar. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.